Tim Dunai, and this is Robotics Roundtable, our weekly Tuesday night show here on WSJM. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and the Lakeshore Public Schools. We are live from 6 to 7 every Tuesday night here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, and we're also live on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to watch along with us tonight, we have a camera up in the studio. You can see the teams that we bring in each week. And so just go to Facebook and click on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You'll see that we are broadcasting live on Facebook as well. So you can listen on air or on Facebook Live. If you also have some comments or some questions, you can go to the Facebook page and post those in the comments section on our Facebook Live broadcast, and we'll be checking those throughout the next hour and try to answer those questions. And we also like to share the comments with the teams as well. So if you got a comment and a little rah-rah that you'd like to say, Tim, we certainly appreciate those as well. Welcome, my friend. We missed you last week. You were here kind of in spirit.
Even past spirit. I came for the last portion of the show, too. Yeah, sat in the back, just backseat driving.
Is that what you were doing?
That's what I was doing.
Now, how'd that feel to be a backseat driver?
I lost control of the ship. I really didn't like it.
Well, your friend Scott did a great job.
Yeah, he did. Awesome job last week.
In fact, I've invited him back to come in again, too.
He can come in 2 weeks.
Is that what
Otherwise, you'll be talking to you and Lewis. That's it. So, yeah, Scott will be back. He'll be filling in. And then I think maybe the last show that we do, the first week in May, maybe we'll have Scott and myself together if you can tolerate the both of us.
That'd be fantastic. So, well, who do we have in studio tonight as our stars tonight?
So our stars tonight are the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, Team 4325. And I've been looking forward to this one for probably about the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to reveal the reason why. I'm going to let them reveal that. But I think they've got some exciting information to kind of share with the masses.
Now, before we get rolling, kind of give us a brief little recap of what took place over the last week in robotics here in Southwest Michigan.
So the last week was actually week 6 concluded the actual competition season, the regular competition season. So we are at the point now where we have 160 teams who have qualified for the state championship or the district championship because the state of Michigan is a district. So out of 451 teams in the state of Michigan that started out, we now have 160 teams that are continuing to compete this weekend. We'll be competing up at Saginaw Valley State University. Instead of the one field that we saw here at St. Joe High School, we'll have 4 fields of play and 160 teams. So we're looking, and I've got a list in front of me here. You can see we have 11 teams from Southwest Michigan that are going to be participating in some way, shape, or form at the state competition. In week 6, we only had one team left that was competing, and that was the CW Tech Robotarians, Team 2959. They finished with 182nd place overall, but they qualified by winning the Engineering Inspiration Award. And that,
What's that?
So what that award is, and we talked about that earlier in the season because the Green Engineers were here and they won that same award. Mm-hmm. And that is an award where the judges recognize a team that is making an outreach effort into the community, promoting science, technology, engineering, and math, and the words of FIRST and trying to grow the community. So because of that recognition, they're now being interviewed for a potential opportunity to go to the world competition. Mm-hmm. So we wish them the best of luck, and it's great to have 11 of our area teams that will be participating. Mm-hmm. As I said, CW Tech Robotarians will not be taking their robot, but the other 10 teams that we have listed will be participating with their robots.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So we've got coaches and mentors that we usually kick off and talk with first. So who do we have in the studio tonight?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to let the mentors introduce themselves and maybe give us a little bit of background, your professional background, and what drew you to participating in FIRST Robotics. And we're going to start here on my right with Fritz.
My name is Fritz Kuklik. I'm a mechanical engineer from Cassopolis. I guess I'm the founding mentor of the Cassopolis Robo Rangers. I was originally asked by a neighbor who was a school board member at the time to make a speech to the school board to try to convince the school board that having a robotics team at this school would be beneficial to the organization. And so never having heard really of FIRST Robotics before that, I quickly went online, read what it's all about, gave a very enthusiastic presentation to the school board, which subsequently approved our first season. Now, mind you, our first season started about 2 weeks after this presentation. And during that period of time, we had to form the team, find the kids, get fundraising set up, and then kickoff happened shortly after that. And then we were on in the real competition not too long after this initial presentation.
So your what time frame are we talking? What year is this that you started? 2011, 2012?
This is our sixth season, so this would be fall of 2000.
2011.
2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, of 2011, about November, shortly before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That the school board gave us the nod to organize this group.
And I found one thing interesting there, too. You said that you did a little bit of research and you were able to give a very spirited, or I forget the word you used there, but your presentation. What did you find, not having heard anything about FIRST, but then when you did a little bit of research, what did you find about already the outreach that FIRST had?
Well, I went to FIRST's website and Googled FIRST, and they were all over the place. And I read about Dean Kamen, and I read about their scholarship outreach, and I also recognized that the experiential learning taught by the FIRST students is very similar to the students which attend the university which I went to. I'm on the engineering advisory board there, and so I see their projects twice a year.
What university is that?
Ohio Northern University in Ada, Ohio.
Okay.
So I'm a trustee there, and also I'm on the engineering advisory board. And so the experiential learning component is an extremely important part of teaching engineers how to use the skills that they learn theoretically. And I also felt and continue to feel very strongly that high school age kids can benefit from the same experiential learning, particularly since many, many small schools, including Cassopolis, no longer offer programs in industrial arts of any sort.
That's true. We've found that to be very true. We're going to continue with that, but I want to bring Jim, if you would introduce yourself and how you became involved with the Robo Rangers and your background.
Gladly. I'm Jim Ward, and I joined the Robo Rangers about 4 years ago. I think this is my fourth season. I have a business background. I worked for a Fortune 500 company for 25 years in the business field in marketing and management. And after I retired, I worked for an organization that not worked. I volunteered for an organization that helped start up businesses and small businesses. And I think at that time, someone in the in the Robo Rangers organization reached out to SCORE and asked for some help. And I felt that it wasn't a real good match, but I was just really excited about the opportunity to help these kids and to work with the other mentors. Fritz and I had known each other for a couple of years before I started, and so I was impressed with his knowledge in the organization. So I joined, and I'm a business mentor for the group. When I started in about 2013, there was a lot of momentum on the build side, and they were building good robots. I think they had already qualified 1 year for state, and were doing a good job. But we were having difficulty reaching out to the community. Cass County does not have a lot of independent businesses, a lot of places to go for community support. So that's where I've spent my time helping the team put together a business plan, a mission statement, and things like that.
So allude a little bit here to some of what Fritz referenced, and that is the experiential learning that the students are exposed to. And we talk about it because FIRST is so strong in science, technology, engineering, and math. Have you also found that there's an interest from the students on that business aspect of the robotics team?
Absolutely. And when we talk about STEM, we always add business to, and I guess you'd call that STEMB.
STEMBA. That's why I was wondering if it was a silent
but,
B or not.
We don't. It's the B. The B is silent, but the B is very active in our organization. And And yes, the group has really endorsed the business side of it, and we've got a real eager group of people that that love to help, that maybe don't have the mechanical and the engineering background, or don't have that same interest, but are really interested in helping spread the word in the community.
And had you heard of FIRST prior to the invitation to be a part of the team?
No, I had not. I did not have any knowledge of it at all, so it was all new to me.
And then you guys represent, how many mentors does the team have, Fritz?
Oh, gosh. We have about 8 or 10 right now. We have two programmers. We have two engineers. We have one machinist, and then we have Jim and a couple of others, Mrs. Ayers, and
we have a scout team with a mentor in that area, okay. And then we have some people that just help out wherever they can.
Okay.
So we've always had a really good group of mentors. It changes from year to year. Fritz and I don't have kids in the program. We're a little past that, but so we're back every year, and some are mentors while their kids are in high school, and then they move on, and we understand that.
So speaking of kids, we're going to meet some of the kids when we come back from a break, Ray, but and we're going to probably get to some of that news that I alluded to. I want to let the students share some of the information that's the big announcement that we want to give.
We got you're teasing me here, Tim. We got a big announcement.
We're trying,
huh? All right. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're live here from 6 to 7 every Tuesday night, and we're also on Facebook Live. If you'd like to log on, find the WSJM Facebook page and click on our live broadcast, you can kind of follow along and see what's going on. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll take a break and come back with Tim has promised us a big surprise. A big review, is that what it is? I'll call it a big surprise. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable in a moment right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 6:21 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. This is Robotics Roundtable, our weekly Tuesday night show from 6 till 7 right here on WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, a good friend of mine, Scott Bradford, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday night. We are live on the air, and as I mentioned going into the break, we are on Facebook Live. I appreciate it if you'd like to check in on there and post a comment or a question if you possibly have one. Tim, I think we've got a couple of people that said hi. If you want to scroll down on Facebook, let's see, I think refresh your screen. And so let's see what we've got. Who is Christine? Says that she's watching tonight, and I can't read that far because it's on Lewis's screen right now. What's the other name there, Tim, showing up? Yeah, you have to get your bifocals going on. So I think
we have because we've shared this with a couple of Facebook groups. Yeah. I can't even begin to pronounce this name, but he's coming to us from Toronto, Ontario.
Fantastic.
So you guys just went international. Nice job. Nice job.
Awesome.
So before the break, we kind of mentioned a big reveal that we'd like to make. I want to just hit real quickly. We have 10 teams that are going to be participating, robots participating, starting with the number 4 ranked Average Joes out of St. Joe. Run down the list real quickly here. 12th ranked Mattawan High School Wired Cats, the Greengineers from Berrien Springs, the 44th ranked team. 54th ranked team is the Paw Paw Robotics team. Team Lancebot, I didn't get theirs updated. They're probably about 84th out of Lakeshore High School. Also, Team Ground Zero, who's been on the show with us before, 4409. The surprise team of the season, Lewis's favorite team here. He is pretty proud of that. The Tech Tigers, Team 1940 at 111th. Team 2474, Team Excel. They were on the radio with us at the St. Joe competition. They're 128th ranked. I also found out today that the Iron Giants The Edwardsburg team is 157th, and they initially did not qualify, but there was a team that did not accept their invitation. So according to the first website, the Iron Giants out of Edwardsburg are on that list. And then I'm going to go directly across the table from me to Amelia. If you would introduce yourself and tell us what you do on the team, how long you've been a part of the team, and maybe that one piece of information that I didn't share with everybody that you guys would like to share.
Hello, my name is Amelia Ayers. I'm a junior, and this is my third year on the robotics team. I am one of the co-captains, and I'm the head of our mechanical side of our robotics team. I am also the drive coach for our drive team, so that means I'm team captain. And the big reveal for us is that we have qualified for state. This is all of our first years doing so. Our team has qualified for state one time in the past, but that was prior to anyone on the team right now that has experienced it.
With the exception of, to your left, Fritz, correct?
He was. We have mentors that were there, but none of the students on the team currently have been to state before.
Very good, very good. And if we're going to move around to Amelia's right, and we'll just have you guys introduce, again, who you are, what you do on the team, and how you became aware of the robotics team.
All right. Hello, my name is Robbie Phillips. I am a member of the build side as well as business. I do a lot of marketing, as well as I'm a designer and builder on the build side, as well as a member of the pit crew. I am a junior, and this is my third year on the robotics team.
So excited to be heading to state?
Oh, very excited. First time doing so. I'm really waiting for this.
Good, good. And to your right?
Hi, I'm Dana Majeski. I am a junior at Ross Beatty High School, and this is my third year on the team as well. I found out about our robotics team actually because my freshman year, my older brother was on the team. He's not on anymore, unfortunately, but I thought it would be cool to do something like this with my brother, and I thought, hey, robotics sounds cool. Why not? So I joined.
So your older brother, is he graduated? Is he decided to drop off of the team?
Or? He's a senior this year.
Okay. He found other things to do?
Sort of. Okay. I mean, he wasn't a fan of the game we had that year, Recycle Rush. He wasn't really a huge fan of it. So
for those that aren't too familiar with, last year we had a really exciting game. The Stronghold game had a medieval theme to it. The steampunk theme that we have this year is pretty exciting. There's a lot of imagery tied to it.
Oh, yeah.
The Recycle Rush year was it was essentially stacking totes. For those that are involved in industry, it was material handling. And there's only so much excitement you can get out of material handling. Although I will tell you, that was the first year that I was at the World's competition. And you had teams that were utterly excited in the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis just because teams had managed to stack six totes. And you have a whole stadium screaming and yelling over six totes. If you walked outside, saw the same six totes stacked, really not all that impressive. So. We're going to continue over here then on my immediate left, and we'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello. My name's Skylar Westfall. I'm a first-year member, and I'm a sophomore. I never really knew much about the robotics team. I honestly didn't even really know we had one until a couple years ago when I seen the robot at one of our homecoming football game, and it just got me interested. And I've always had a love for engineering, but I never really put it to good use until I joined.
So you became aware of it at the robot being at the football game. So this is probably a little bit where we talked, Jim, about just the outreach of making people aware of the robotics. So I want to have one of the students kind of chime in and tell me what's involved when you take the robot to a football game, and what's the reasoning behind doing that? Go ahead.
Okay. When we take our robot to, like, football games and other places, we... We like teaching people what FIRST is about, and we like getting people interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, also business. And we just want people to know that it's not all boring nerd talk, not that that's not fun, I love it, but... Mostly, it's just, it's a good way to meet new people and just expand on skills you know or skills you want to learn.
And then, Amelia, you were going to chime in a little bit because I'm imagining being a little bit older member of the team, you were somebody bringing the robot to the football game, you know, so that maybe Skylar had saw that. So what was that approach? Who came up with the idea to take it to the football game?
Well, it's just always been a value of our team to try and reach out and try and inspire younger kids to join the robotics team. And when we go to football games and stuff like that, it's like a different community because the sports community is very different from the academic community, but I don't think they need to be different. I think we can like use activities such as robotics, which combine the two together. It really is a sport and an academic team all in one. So I think we need to outreach to our community, get people who are excited about sports, excited about, you know, cheering on their favorite teams, also excited about engineering because you can implement both into the same function.
Yeah, so have you guys heard the term varsity sport for the mind? I mean, that's something that we talk about when we reference what FIRST Robotics is all about. And anybody who's been to locally the St. Joe High School when we have the competition, my kids have gone to St. Joe High School and they've since graduated. And I don't think I've ever attended a basketball game that was that loud or that the stands that filled. So can you imagine that times four when we get to Saginaw this weekend? You know, four fields, and there's going to be a lot of screaming out there.
Jim, we got a couple of people that have checked in on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live tonight, so if you'd like to watch along and see what we're doing and post a comment or something, we've got a couple other people that have chimed in and wanted to say congratulations.
So we've got Paul Chapman, Robo Rangers, hello from Brunel, and then Mark Morawski. Congrats, Robo Rangers, and Mark is the drive coach for the Average Joes, so we're reaching everybody locally and into Ontario.
So if you'd like to post a comment or if you have a question about robotics, just go on the WSJM Facebook page. You'll see we're Facebook Live right now. This is Robotics Roundtable, and it's being brought to you by a lot of good people who make robotics possible and make this broadcast possible. Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and Kettering University. We'll take a break here at the bottom of the hour, get an update on the weather forecast, and be back with more Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 36 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. And Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and Kettering University. Always joined on Tuesday nights, or most Tuesday nights, unless he takes the night off with my friend Tim Dunai. Is it okay if I call you my friend? Is that okay? Are we friends?
I think after 6 weeks of hanging out, or 7 weeks, or whatever it is, yeah, we're friends
okay.
now.
All
we're
right.
friends
well,
now.
Well, we did this last year, too. You probably don't remember that, because you've slept since then.
And we're going to renew the contract for year number three, right? Year number three is already coming.
I think so. We're also on Facebook Live. If you'd like to follow along, we've got a camera set up. You can kind of see the superstars we have at the studio tonight. And we always enjoy comments, and we've got a few coming in. What's the most recent one here? What's going on? These guys looks like they got out of doing some work tonight.
Yeah, we're going to let the students highlight that fact, but they're getting ready to head up to the state competition. So we were thinking they were out of work, but they've informed us that their work is just waiting for them. And maybe they're getting some additional work added to their workload, I have a feeling.
So so who's doing the work right now? While they're in the studio having fun,
we're gonna let them chime in. Who's doing all the work right now? Looks like Amelia. Who's Jess Ayers? Can you tell us who that is?
Well, Jess Ayers is my mom. She's the head mentor of our team. She's basically the head of our business side. She's there every day more than me. Honestly, I don't know how she balances all this, but she's. You know, organizing the kids, packing up all the business stuff right now, because obviously we have to bring the robot, all of our mechanical things that we need for the competition. But of course, we have lots of business things to bring, you know, business plans, all of our scouting information, everything like that. So all of the business people are there packing up.
So if we were to give you the opportunity, we've started this tradition in like the third segment. We like to do a shout out. I mean, is there anybody that you in particular might like to do a shout out to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would love to give my mom a shout out. I just think she really, really takes this team to her heart. She puts in so much time and effort into the robotics team, and she really stepped it up as a head mentor of our team, and I'm super proud of her for that.
And remind me, your mom's technical background.
My mom's just a stay-at-home mom. She was a stay-at-home mom, and then she's a substitute teacher. She just is an amazing person that's willing to take up any task that's thrown at her, and she's very resilient with that.
And that's pretty much an example of what we see throughout the robotics world. It doesn't necessarily need to be somebody that comes from a technical background. It's somebody that wants to jump up, help, organize, and then my guess is after Amelia goes off to college, her mom's probably still going to be hanging around a little bit because it's kind of tough to cut the umbilical cord to that. We're going to go to the left, a shout out here. Fritz, you told us something as we went to break. We mentioned Paul, but if you want to give us a little bit more information about Paul Chapman.
Yeah, Paul Chapman checked in on Facebook, and I'd like to introduce him a little bit. He was, as I mentioned earlier, the first technical teacher mentor of our robotics team, along with two other teachers, Julie Herwick and Tina Weidequist-Bosler. Paul left the Cassopolis school system a couple years ago and is currently teaching in Myanmar. And apparently he's at the moment in Brunei, so he's seeing the world, but this broadcast is truly international at this point.
Ray, when was the last time you went international? I'm just curious.
The last time I went international? I'm not going to talk about that.
I meant the broadcast
international. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about something else.
We're going to continue around to Amelia's right, and we'll continue with shout-outs.
I would like to give a really big shout-out to a really big sponsor and fan of our robotics team, Charlie Rutherford. She has gotten us multiple donations, one from her insurance agency, where she is a manager at Kemner Ayotte for $100, as well as two presentations at the Cassopolis Chamber of Commerce, getting us a donation last year of $1,500 and this year of $250.
And Robbie, did you participate in the presentation then that was done to the Chamber of Commerce?
I did this year. Me and another member, the alternate on our drive team, Shayla Gould.
And is that something you look forward to, you enjoy? And would you have done something like that before your participation in robotics?
I never would have thought I would be actually able to go up in front of a large group and talk, but I found it's more peaceful than I thought it would be. They were actually very happy, and I thought they were just going to be like a large judges panel just full of angry people.
Judges panel, that hurts. I'm a judge. We try to be happy, jovial people. Dana, do you want to go ahead and give us a shout out?
Yes, I would. I'd like to give a huge shout out to our hometown community of Cassopolis. Thank you so much for all your support. Just everything you do to support us, it's fantastic, and you guys are amazing. And I'd also like to give a shout out to the robotics parents. How much time all of our parents put in supporting us, our siblings too, and Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I love you.
Ding, 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 ding. Bonus points for recognizing Mom and Dad. Jim?
I'd like to give two shout-outs. First of all, to all these kids that have done just such a super job. Robbie talked a minute ago about speaking to the Chamber of Commerce. We've had teams go out and talk to the Board of Commissioners, the Chamber of Commerce, the Sheriff's Department, the Rotarians of the area, and many of the businesses that are in the community. Cass County is only a community of 50,000 people, and we've tried to reach as many of them, and these kids have really stepped up and learned a lot and feel comfortable in talking about their experiences. So that's a shout out to them, and then to all the recipients of those presentations. We are a rural community, and we're well funded. They stepped up this last week when we realized that we had to go the next level to state. And I'm sure if we qualify for World, that they're going to be there again for us, not only through GoFundMe, but through the presentations that we've made and writing back to people that gave to us already once this year, and we're ready to do it again. So thank you all.
Very good. Skyler, we're going to come to you, but I'm going to throw in my little shout out here. First of all,
you said you weren't going to do one.
But Jim alluded to thank you to the students, and I will speak on behalf of the students. Thank you to the mentors in the room and the mentors that we have throughout the first robotics community. There's a passion that comes with all of the sponsor or with all the mentors. And I see it here with Fritz and Jim. And then also there was a little learning piece there too. You saw how the business mentor was throwing also that little hook and setting the expectation with those sponsors that you're going to come back when you guys accomplish the goal of getting the world and you're going to look for some more sponsorship dollars from them. So it was a nice little play there, Jim. And then we'll let Skyler go ahead and give out another shout out here.
Yeah, my shout out goes to everybody at the shop packing and watching right now for state. I can't speak for everybody in the room, but it definitely makes this a lot less nerve-wracking knowing that you guys are at the shop watching. So thank you.
So when we come back from a little bit of a break here, we're going to talk about how you guys got over the hump, and now you're getting to the point where now you're going to go compete at the state competition and what your goal is after the state competition.
Real quick, as we're heading into break, Tim, we got a couple more comments on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live tonight as well as being live on the air here. So if you've got something to say, you got a comment or a question or something, just go to the WSJM Facebook page. Real quick, Tim,
Charlie said, thanks, Robbie, for that shout out.
No problem, Charlie. You're great.
All right, we'll take a break. This is Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Back with the final segment of Robotics Roundtable in a moment on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Coming up on 6:48 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai. This is Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Live on the air and on Facebook Live as well. We've had a bunch of people checking in and out on Facebook, posting comments and questions and things. We welcome those. If you'd like to check in and during our final segment. Tim, before you get into it, I've got to ask a quick question of the team. And Amelia, I'm going to come to you first. Tell me, just give me the abbreviated version, your version of what is gracious professionalism.
It's a really big part of the FIRST community. Mm-hmm. What it means is that even though we're at a competition, we aren't trying to fight each other and beat each other down. We're really trying to lift each other up. So we're all working together for a common goal at this competition. And part of the reason is that when we are competing, we're competing with two other teams on our alliance. And so that's just part of it. We do want to work with them, obviously, because we have to. But we also want to create a community of, like, leadership and helping each other and not, like, trying to diss each other and break mm-hmm. each other down. We don't want it to be a community in which we try and be better than everybody else. We're just trying to work together and accomplish this goal of a successful competition.
Good answer. Good answer. So, Robbie, give me your just a brief description of what you think gracious professionalism means to you, and from your perspective here. Now she did a nice job explaining it from a team perspective. I want to hear a personal perspective. What's that mean to you?
Gracious professionalism to me is love for the game. I feel like if you're out there helping other teams and working with them, mm-hmm. that you are truly a great person. You are truly love robotics.
Mm-hmm. Good. Dana, move that mic over and tell me what your interpretation, personal interpretation is of gracious professionalism.
My personal view of gracious professionalism is really it's just friendly competition and support. I mean, that's one thing I love about FIRST is that the competition is so friendly and everyone's supporting each other. It's not like football or basketball or one of the bigger sports where everyone's just trying to get on top, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. they're not beating each other down in the process. Where they're beating each other down in the process. Gracious professionalism to me is basically cooperative competition. That's what I'd say.
Good. And Skyler, tell me your personal opinion of what you think gracious professionalism is.
Coming from an athletic background, gracious professionalism isn't really seen anywhere else besides in robotics, because in every other sport, people, like everyone else said, they try to be the best, but with robotics, people aren't trying to be the best. They're trying to lift everybody up and put the whole entire STEM field down. They're trying to put their location on the map, and they're trying to make the whole robotics, how do I say this? The whole shebang. They're trying to put it out there.
Skylar used the first technical term of the evening. So coming from and I didn't realize you came from the other sports background, but my question would be, when you walked into the St. Joe competition, and that was your first competition that you saw,
yeah.
Was it what you expected, and were you kind of taken aback, or how did you react to that different environment?
Well, playing sports, I never thought anything could be more hyped than a good football game, but even the simplest, like, easiest of matches is 10 times more enthusiastic than any football game. People go crazy. Like, it's amazing how much enthusiasm they have just for, like, what Tim said, just stacking totes. It's crazy. People go nuts for it, and it's awesome.
If you think stacking totes is amazing, Fritz will go back in time to the point where we're trying to balance three robots on a teeter-totter. That was in Niles. And the first time we saw three robots balance on a teeter-totter, if you will, in Niles, do you kind of remember what the gym sounded like?
The gym was about to collapse from the ruckus. That was our very first season.
Yes.
In robotics. Niles was our mentoring school, so I'll give them a shout-out without being asked. Thank you so much to Niles for that. But our robot tried to teeter-totter, tried to balance three on a teeter-totter, too. We kind of struggled with it, but it was a huge challenge that season.
Very much so. That was also my first year, and I was hooked. From that point on, here I am now, just this is what I spend my time with. I absolutely enjoy it because of the students, because of everything we see with the mentors. Fritz, we talked a little bit. There's one shout-out you might want to give. Just as a married man, I'm kind of sharing with you should probably give.
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to my wife, Chris Kuklick. She has put up with my absences for decades, either in business traveling around the world or in robotics or as a volunteer for something else. And I really appreciate her tolerance of my attentiveness to other things besides, in addition to home.
I'm going to steal that from you because, and I'll just record it at a later time for Melinda because I know my wife is listening and I think I could echo the sentiment. I want to ask the team, what is the difference now? We're qualified for state competition, so what is the difference from past years to this year? What's gotten you to that point that you're able to compete at state? And then what are your goals past competing this weekend? And go ahead, Robbie.
I think one of the biggest improvements we had is that this year we not only built one robot, we also built one other practice robot. That helped tremendously because we got enough practice in to be able to know exactly what we're doing.
And from a research and development standpoint, Fritz, I mean, now we have an additional tool that's available to be able to continue to do some of the engineering, correct?
Correct. That permitted us to continue to develop and engineer and strengthen the weaknesses of our competition robot and incorporate those changes so every successive match there were improvements, including improvements which we are preparing to install once we arrive at Saginaw.
And then students, did you see that, if you've been involved in the past, did you see that and recognize there's an additional advantage that you have?
Absolutely. Now that we can practice driving outside of actual competition, it's helping tremendously because we have two identical robots. So when we're driving the second one, we can figure out, oh, what would make this better? How can we improve upon this? How can we carry more balls? How can we make our gear catcher better? And we've just done numerous improvements outside of the 6 weeks of build season.
And as a side note, this is my first year, so I don't know what it's like to only have one robot, but I couldn't imagine it, because without all the little tweaks we can make using the practice robot, I don't know how we'd be able to do it without it.
And Dana, that practice robot, that comes about because we have additional funding. The team has grown, correct?
Yes.
So to Mr. Ward's point here about business, how that all ties into it, because you have funding. And are you part of the presentations when you got to the with potential sponsors?
Yes, I do presentation sponsorship. And actually, I'd like to add something in a minute, if that's all right.
Go ahead. But
another thing that has helped us improve our performance this year immensely is our scouting. We have a whole scouting team, and I'm actually one of our team's head scouts this year.
So do you want to tell, for the listeners who aren't aware what scouting is, maybe give them 30 seconds of what scouting is and the benefits that that provides to the team?
Scouting is basically observing what other teams can do, comparing them, and then just seeing what other teams are capable of, collecting information on their statistical capabilities, and just learning everything we can about our about the other robots that are going to be at competition. So if we're in the top eight during a competition, we can know which robots will work best with us on our alliance. We'll know who to pick.
Who wants to talk about what an alliance is and a permanent alliance? Go ahead, Robbie.
All right. An alliance is made up of three people. During the qualification matches, it is... Okay, not people, team.
Three teams. He corrected it. We'll give it to him.
Okay. It is made up of three teams. During the qualification matches, it is completely chosen at random. Each person is put in... Each team goes into a qualification match 12 times, and whoever makes it into the top eight gets to choose an alliance permanently for the quarterfinals. That also ties in with scouting. That helps to create a pick list to know exactly who to choose if we have that option.
Who represents your team out in the field for alliance selection?
I'm the representative when we are choosing our teams.
So tell me, I don't think we've ever really covered this, and we've only got about a minute or so left, this is that rush already.
Yes.
What are you thinking as you have a list and people start picking your teams off the list?
So at both competitions, we are in the top eight teams, and we were the third alliance captain at both. So what that means is I get to choose third. So I know what teams I want for sure, but there's a good chance that the first and second teams are going to pick them before I can do that. So I actually have every single team ranked on my list where I want to pick them in order. So I have to literally cross them off the list as they get picked. And it's scary because you have the teams in mind and you're thinking, okay, we need these two. And then one of them gets picked and then you're like, oh man. And then you have to go to the next one and you have to look at their statistics. What can they do? What can't they do? And not only that, you have to negotiate with the other person that's on your alliance. If they want that same person, maybe they have a different idea of who would work well with you. So there's just a lot of negotiation in a very little amount of time, and it's a high pressure situation.
So this is what Woody Flowers talks about when he talks about you don't have enough information, nor do you have enough time possibly. And this is real world. And I think for all of you students looking up to the skies, and then what's the goal in two words? What is the goal after this weekend? Where do you want you guys, and together as a group, tell me where you guys want to be competing after this weekend?
St. Louis?
St. Louis, world.
St. Louis.
Definitely.
Tim, you want to thank our team for coming in quick?
I want to thank you guys, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. I will be up in Saginaw. I will be rooting for all of the teams in this area. I wish you guys the best of luck, and congratulations on an awesome season, guys.
Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.